Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
You amazing, fabulous, sexy, wonderful, healthy, gorgeous people that I love. I hope you had a beautiful Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for all of you, and boy, did we have fun with 26 people in this house. Oh, it was crazy, crazy fun. So here we are. Off and running, the start of the holidays. Are you ready? You might as well jump in and start celebrating because the world will just sweep you along if you don't. So lots and lots to talk about today. The first thing, I want to remind you that the predictions webinar is this Wednesday, the 29th. Already started channeling a lot of the things, and just know that you can call in and ask any pertinent question about the predictions for any subject for the United States and the world for the next year. One thing I like about my channel is it's very specific, and it gives you specific answers. This is not a webinar about what's going to happen in my life. This is a webinar about the predictions for the United States and the world and the affairs that are going on. Okay, health, money, politics, anything. Okay, so this Wednesday, and you know where to sign up on imdwallace.com. And the December special will roll out next Sunday at 11 Pacific time. So next Sunday, an hour after the show ends, you will be able to go in and start signing up for the Christmas special, which is a half hour private for $100, my holiday gift to you. Again, there's only 50 spots. They fill up really fast. You can make them for any time during the year. This year, we extended that. So, yeah. So, happy holidays, everybody. All right, the news of the day. First of all, there are lots of people leaving, making their transition right now. I don't know if this is affecting you, but lots and lots and lots of people in my circle, in the community's circle. And when I asked if there was something energetically behind it, the channel took me to core belief number 5, I have to give up me so I can take care of others. So this does not apply to everyone, but it does apply to many of the people who are leaving, that for some reason they think their leaving will allow their business to thrive more, or they're just tired, or they're done, or this is the only way that they can figure out how to get away from a situation or a person. Or so that's why it's so imperatively important that you are very conscious of what is driving you by you. And that part of leaving is the soul's way to study and understand that we are God, and perhaps we had the beliefs that we weren't. Everyone, guys, leaves by choice. That's still the highest understanding, yes. So we'll never, well, I'm not going to say that. Right now, we don't really understand why people die. And when I say it's the circle of life and you just have to die when you get older, that's not the reason. It goes right to no. So right now, we don't have an understanding of why we decide to leave when we do. But even if you're a day old or 101 day old, it's the choice to leave is yours, and it's for your higher learning ability. Interesting, huh? There's also a lot of people sick. Lots of people. And so this is what they gave me behind this kind of mass sickness that's going on right now. Number one is the beliefs that there are literally seasonal diseases. Like, oh, it's the winter flu, right? Remember, as you believe, it is delivered to you. As you believe. So believe that you are the powerful God of you that creates health and wellness everywhere in your life consistently. Okay, the second thing about sickness, and I thought this was really interesting, is core belief 16, which is basically we are off balance of masculine and feminine energy. Now, remember, your feminine energy is your intuition, is your heart hits, your heart guidance, right? Your masculine is your power and your initiative to complete and take out into the world your feminine guidance. So right now, all of society, that's the highest way I can say it, yes, all of society is overbalanced in masculine energy. And masculine energy, when it is not driven or instructed by the feminine energy, creates a lot of force in our lives. Please note, I did not say power. I said force. So we're out there trying to force things to happen because we have not tapped into our hearts and allowed our hearts to guide us first. And the last thing, boy, can I relate to this. We get a high about ourselves when we overextend ourselves. Whoa, look at me. Look at everything I'm doing. I'm very guilty of that. I'm copping to it right here in front of you and God and everybody. Well, you are God, so it is everybody. So there you go. We want to bring all this into balance. That's our highest intention. We invoke the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love around all of this. We are the balance of masculine, feminine energy. I live in balance. My belief systems all support my health and wellness and balance in these areas. And I choose to stay and celebrate this life. Amen, brothers and sisters. All right, can I go to the calls now? All right, hang on to your hats. It's going to be a great ride. Dori in Idaho, you're on.
Hi, Dee. It's kind of about balance. About probably a little over a year ago, I had called into the show looking for, we're taking a long time looking for a house, and you told me to, meditate with the house in love, and we did that, and very quickly we found a great house that we love and a place that we didn't think that we're going to move to. That's been awesome. But ever since we've been here, it just seems like we have to do things like two or three times to get it done right. We had some big issues with the house, with water, and it took like 2 months. It should have been 2 days. It's just, and now we've got a new furnace.
Okay,
that we
so Dori, mm-hmm. It's a belief that you have to pay for getting what you want. Highest, most correct, most complete. Yeah. So if I'm going to get what I want, it's sort of like, well, you can have the Barbie doll if you do your chores.
Right, yeah. That's how I grew up.
Yeah. That's why they gave me that example. So what do you want now that you have that information? What is the belief you want to choose?
Well, I thought it had to do with maybe betrayal instead, so I haven't really thought about what you just said.
Well, you are betraying yourself with that belief. You are definitely betraying yourself. Guys, you don't have to pay for any of your good. You deserve that good. You're supposed to receive everything you want, as opposed to what our moms and dads told us when we were little, which was what they were taught, et cetera, et cetera. So I gratefully accept all my good. And it just makes more and more and more good for me, and it's easy, and everything just flows. Isn't that what you want?
Absolutely. That sounds great. And I was trying to do it every time I was engaging with them, keeping it very positive and imagining that. And yet I'm pretty sure they gave us a furnace that was like a lesser model. If there's like a good, better, best version, we asked for the best, most, efficient and, best for the environment. And we kind of got in the middle of the tier because the guy just messed up. And on Monday, I'm going to have to talk with them and see if they can't switch it up. So
okay, but that's what they were talking about. Don't go talk to them until you are in alignment with getting everything you want easily.
Okay.
And joyfully. Okay?
Okay.
Don't take action until you're in alignment, guys. Action comes, that's the masculine, after the feminine of alignment. Okay, Dori?
Okay, is this part of like a thing I'm supposed to learn here, I was wondering? Like, am I supposed to, is this like
always
one of those life lessons? Yeah.
Always. Yeah,
so
you've been carrying that belief.
I don't have to go through it again.
You've been carrying that belief since you were 2 years old.
Since I was two.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If I want this, I have to do that. And it was usually not something you wanted to do, right, guys? I mean, yeah. All of us growing up. If you want that, you have to do your chores. If you want that, you have to stop crying. If you want,
Okay.
No.
Thank you.
You can just love yourself and love yourself, giving yourself everything you want easily. Easily is the operative word you want to focus on. Okay.
You got your
marching orders here. Gina, California, you're on.
Hi.
Hi, babe.
How are you? I love hearing your cheerful voice this morning.
Well, thank you. Oh,
and
I'm
also
awesome.
A shout out. And also a shout out to Stephen for just being a calming voice. Just even calling and talking to him.
Yeah, thank you. By the way, Far Out Foods, Stephen's company, Stephen is living what we teach here. He had a dream, and, you know, he has this incredible spice company. My God, you guys, if you've never tried his spices, do yourself a favor. And they're all on Christmas specials, Far Out Foods. I think it's FOODZ.com. So, yeah, thank you for acknowledging Stephen, Tina. Appreciate that.
Yes.
What's your question, baby?
My question involves a fall I had about 2 weeks ago where I fell really hard on my butt in my garage on my tailbone. And so I have a bruised coccyx, apparently. Never had it before, or at least I don't think I had. And I'm just curious what the channel has to say about why that happened. Or what that's about.
Okay, well, for the first thing is, swear to God, what came in is, congratulations that you didn't break anything.
Okay, good.
Well, I'm just saying. You guys know I had a pretty bad fall about 3-4 weeks ago. And the doctor looked at me and said, well, at your age, you're lucky you didn't break anything. And I looked at him and I said, I didn't break anything because I don't have any beliefs about at my age. And he started laughing, but it's true. Okay. As answering why, Gina?
Yes.
Because you're supposed to slow down.
Okay.
Swear to God, it's going in my big helicopter, yes.
Okay.
So, you know, if we know we should do something and we don't choose to do it, our bodies and the universe will help us make that decision.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a good example of the balance of masculine feminine. Take some time to get in touch with your feminine now.
Okay. All right. Very good. I am definitely...
Nothing higher. That's it.
Okay. So since we're on the body and you just went through lots of people are sick, I have been congested for a couple weeks. I can't figure out if it's allergies, if it's grief, and you listed out those three things. I think it's probably number two.
It's all of them, and it's directly tied to your mother and this time of year. So what comes up when I say your mother at this time of year?
I think she was really depressed this time of year. Her family wasn't the way she wanted it to look. It wasn't the way she wanted it to look.
Okay. And when I say you're the way you want you to look, I get a yes on that. Are you the way she wanted you to look? No. And that's what it's about. So this time of year plugs you in into that whole Gina needs to be more of what mommy wanted.
Wow.
Does that resonate?
Okay. Yeah, totally, because she really wanted me to be married. I'm sure she wanted me to have the family that looks, you know what I mean? She wanted me to have the...
Yeah, she wanted what we, and that's what it is to be a woman. Well, not to us anymore.
No, right.
You know,
I know.
We've expanded that definition of who and what a woman is considerably from our, well, I don't know, from my mom, because my mom was out doing everything that I'm doing, so because she had to. But I also think because she chose to, for sure.
Right.
So anyway, give yourself permission to love who you are, because you've expanded way out from what your mother could even imagine, Gina.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. Yes.
All right, babe.
Okay, thank you for that. Thank you so much. I love you so much.
I love you so much, too. I'm sorry I got you off. I'm on the love thing. Marie in New York, you're on.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good, sweetheart. What's your question?
Oh, goodness gracious. I don't know where to begin.
Simply ask your question.
Okay. There is someone that it was a very hostile situation, and I have reached out to them a few times. And
Marie, the first thing before you even finish, the first thing they said was, let them go. Please let them go.
Let them go.
Yeah. Is it ever going to be worth your time or your energy? Or no, you are going after something that is not healthy and expansive for you. So,
to have a friend?
Well, this friend. And this friend, they're saying, is not the friend that you are wanting. So, what the channel wants to know and bring forward then is, why are you focused on creating and saving this friendship when it doesn't serve you, Sheets? But give me a song, any song that pops in, please.
I don't even know.
Yes, you do. Don't say I don't know, because then your brain can't give it to you. Just get out of the way.
Came to head. When we were talking about friends, the song that popped in was Thank You for Being a Friend.
Okay. So there is some belief, and it goes way back to around 3 years old, which is where most of these things start, where... Hold on. It's a belief that... if you have a true friend, you have to pay for it. Those aren't the highest words, pay for that. Oh, you have to give you up. You have to give you up in some way for this friendship.
Some way for this friendship.
You know what give yourself up means. You have to make decisions or do things that are really not you. That you have to change you to create close relationships and friendships. And then you attract people to you that do not appreciate being with the authentic Marie. You want to attract people who want to be with the authentic you.
That's true. I agree with that.
Okay, this person isn't a match to that. Because you were not in alignment when you created this friendship. You were still going, well, I can change. I can be somebody else. I can be more what you want. Okay? Just feel into your love and keep directing. I am the authentic me, and all my friendships love and want to be with the authentic me. This is for a lot of people listening today, they're saying also. Okay?
Okay.
Right. Thank you, darling.
Can I just touch on that one more thing?
One more thing, baby, and then
okay,
I got to move on.
Thank you. I guess I'm just trying, at this point, just trying to resolve the issue at hand. And I'm wondering
I'm saying, Marie, that you can't. Because
even though I'm at fault.
They do not want... Well, when I say you're at fault, it goes to no. Is everybody balanced? Yes. Yeah. You were authentically being who you are.
Oh.
And they don't want to involve themselves with that. So you either have to change who you are or you have to own who you are and attract people that can and want to
accept you.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
All righty. Yeah.
Thank you.
You got it. You bet, baby cakes.
Okay.
All right. We are going to Jennifer in Houston. You're on.
Good morning, Dee. Can you hear me?
Good morning, babe.
So I'm interested in all the beliefs around time in this session. I'm calling because I would like to know why my son, who loves to ride horses, has developed severe allergies to them or has allergies when he goes riding.
Well, allergies, that's still the highest. According to my guru, doctor, allergies are misdirected energies. So it's not about the horses. It's about his love for the horses. So they want you to watch and see if his allergies don't flare up more whenever he's doing stuff he loves to do. Because energetically, that's what it's about. See, we've got a little theme going, like we're never surprised on this show or the webinars, where I can't have everything I want. Somehow I've got to pay for everything I want. And we just don't, guys. So what do we get to do? We get to celebrate and feel lots of love around getting and having and being everything that we want. I know you're on listening. This applies to what we've been working on, too. They just brought you in. Go ahead, Jennifer.
So for him, what is he able to do? He just gets to receive all the fun and joy and love he gets from the horses? He's back with that.
Yeah, and you can absolutely mirror that back to him. Don't mention the allergies. Just say, oh, my God, isn't it wonderful that you get to have all these things you love because you deserve them, buddy. You're special in this world. You just keep creating everything you love.
Okay. And may I ask about myself? I was wondering if you had a channel had something to say about my making my body well, my well body.
Okay. They are suggesting to you that you know your body is well. Again, guys, if your body is your significant other, and you keep saying to your significant other, you know, you're sick all the time. You're sick all the time. Why aren't you well? You're sick. Do you understand that your body must follow whatever you're in alignment with? And this is a good example of the balance of masculine and feminine. Right now, you're way overbalanced in the masculine, Jennifer. Do you know that? In the doing,
yes.
doing. Okay. It's very important for you, they're saying, to continue to go to your love place and direct, I am, the balance of masculine and feminine energy in the creation of me and my life. And then keep going to your heart. Like around the horses, if you go to your heart, okay, and say, all right, I want clarification. I am getting clarification around these allergies. The channel saying, had you done that originally, you would have heard the answer. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All
have
right.
A great day.
Yeah, that's the plan, baby cakes. Yeah, I'm taking my granddaughter to see Mamma Mia. Oh, my God, you guys. Stone, of course, this was his first Thanksgiving. Oh, could just eat him alive. He's so precious. Katie in New York, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Happy holidays.
Thank you, baby. What can I do for you?
I wanted to ask about worthiness, and I am trying to attract a new position that pays me more than enough money. And when I go on LinkedIn, I start feeling anxiety, though. Like, I don't know if I start rejecting myself, like, before, or fear of something like that.
Well, yeah, because innately, sweetheart, you don't know you're enough. And that's what you have to get into alignment so that you can attract the people that go, oh, yeah, she's enough for this job. She's a good match. But if you don't know that within yourselves, guys, you're not sending out that signal. And if you're not sending out that signal, you're not going to magnetize the people in the jobs you want. Do you understand?
Yes. So
okay.
I am enough.
And it feels like love. And you spend as much time as you can going into your heart and your love and feeling your enoughness. Guys, you were enough before you came into embodiment. Know it here. Give yourself heaven here by knowing that you are the God of you who is enough. And it feels like love, Katie. Okay?
Is enoughness different than worthiness, or is it the same thing? I'm just wondering.
You can't be worthy if you don't think you're enough, honey.
Okay. I think I was working on worthy all the time, but I realize, like,
well,
like you're saying it's different.
That's the word
okay.
that you resonated with, and the core of that is knowing that you're enough.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks. You bet. Yeah, it's a good thing for all of us to claim. Let's do it right now. I am the powerful God of me that's worthy. In every cell and thought and everything that I am, I'm worthy. Cindy in Pennsylvania, you're on.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I have a neighbor that for 20 years, he keeps coming into my yard under the cover of darkness to do damage or steal something. Can you help me with a command to, like, pull my energy back quickly from the disgust that I feel when I walk my dogs in the yard? And I constantly see all the trees he's killed, the signs he's stolen, the things he's broken. And I keep telling myself that divine love is here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you reported him?
I did, years ago, and they said put up cameras. So I spent a lot of money on cameras, but they don't go as far in the dark as they need to.
Okay, I would make another report.
Okay.
So that you, and from the point of your, you see, you can say the words, I am divine love around all this, and what you're feeling is, screw him, I want to kill him.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so you see how one cancels the other out.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not loving him for him. You're loving him for your yard.
Okay. I've done the Hoopinopono several times.
Okay, Cindy. Mm-hmm. Doing it with taking action, guys, without truly being in alignment is wasted energy.
Okay.
So you're doing all this stuff while you're saying, I hate you. Screw you, get out of my yard.
Yeah, true.
Okay, again, that cancels all of your positive direction. All right, guys, look, the universe is going to respond to your open heart and your love more than your words.
Okay.
As the Buddha said, if you have to sue somebody on this plane, sue them, just do it in the state of love.
Oh, okay.
So, I love me, and because I love me, you will absolutely not take advantage of me and my property. And I love you enough to teach you this.
Oh, okay.
Does that put a little bit of a different spin on it?
Yes, I appreciate that. That's what I was hoping I'd get some.
But obviously, this guy has some mental and emotional issues.
Yes. Yes.
So
and I
you
don't
need
even talk to them. So and I don't
you,
go in it, you know?
It doesn't matter. If he is abusing your property, you need to tell the police. I don't feel safe here.
Oh, okay. Okay.
This has been going on for years. This isn't okay. Do something.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
While you stay in love, Cindy. While you stay in love. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the most important thing that you can get from this show. Again, align yourself with your heart and then take action. Barbara in Arizona, you're on.
Good morning, Dee, and everybody.
Hi, sweetheart. What can I answer for you?
What is being triggered in me with my best friend?
What I didn't quite understand you.
What is being triggered in me and my best friend?
You mean what is your best friend triggering in you?
Yes.
Is that the question? Okay. That you're not enough. Highest, most correct, most complete. Swear to God, it's like this show's choreographed. So what does she do that triggers in you that you're not enough for the friendship?
Okay. Because when at first I went for safety because I was trying to help her with something, and then it seemed more than that. And it's almost like we've known each other for 35 years, but we don't know each other.
Well, Barbara, you're trying to save her, and you can't, which pushes your, look, I'm not enough button to save you. It's not your job to save her. Yeah, well, that tells you right there we pushed the right button, didn't it, baby?
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet. You're enough. and she's enough, and you're happy to love her and support her, she's got to save herself. Okay. Got it?
Okay. Yep.
All right. Good for you. I love this show. Michelle in Washington, you're on.
Good morning, Dee. Thanks for taking my call.
You're
and I
welcome.
Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
I did, baby cakes, and I hope you did too.
I did, and today's my birthday, so.
Well, happy birthday. What
well,
gift
thank
of
you,
clarity
thank you.
Can I give you?
I know, right? I am good at manifesting, especially when it comes to my career, right? And find the job, pays well. But, and I always include this in my, you know, in my meditation, my you know, whenever I'm manifesting.
Yeah. What's your question, Michelle? What's your question?
A job that, my question is, I need a job, or I want a job that's in my highest and best interest.
Okay, and the first thing the channel said is, you're not clear about what that is.
True.
How
that
can you
true.
Get what you're not clear about? So you're going to get off the call, and you're going to write down everything you want in this job. Be sure you include happy working conditions. And write down how much money, write down the kind of people, write down that you're challenged by the work, write all that down, okay? And then from love, create it.
Awesome.
But you got to start by knowing exactly what you want, Michelle. All right, baby?
Thank you so much.
You will definitely see some shift. Okay. All right. Pat in Connecticut, you're on.
Hey, happy holidays. Thank you. If you're willing and have time, I have two questions. The first question is, two events happened during my visit with my son and family who rents from a very famous special effects movie guy, which you probably know. Initials DT, who passed last year. My son and his family have been living in his studio because of COVID happening. He then turned it into a rental for my son. So he's been there for a number of years now. The last three times I go up, I feel incredibly ill within the barn house.
Okay, who died? Who died?
He did.
Who did?
The owner,
okay.
Special effects.
He's just doing that to get your attention. So just connect with his energy. Don't be afraid. Nothing. Just connect with his energy. Remember, energy's neutral. Okay.
Yep.
So you're connect. Now tell him it's okay. Go back to the light. You're not
okay.
Stuck here. You can choose, go back to the, well, there, boop, there he went. Could you feel that? Could you feel it?
I was writing it down. Dee, I also hit a baby bear on the way home, baby bear cub, which somehow seems tied in as well. And I'm so sorry to say this on the air. I don't cause people's hearts.
It's an accident.
Well,
you didn't hit the baby. Hold on. Okay. So it's tied into it because it's his guilt that was keeping him here.
Wow. Oh, my God. That got me.
Okay. Guilt is a wasted emotion, guys. You know that. Wasted.
Oh, wow. That really got me. That message.
Okay.
Dee,
so
one more question.
Give you no, we're not finished.
Give
yourself the gift of self-love.
Yes.
So that you let go of this guilt and accept that it was an accident. Bless that little bear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did he make it out?
You know, I turned around. My sister was with me, and she said, don't go back. I said, I must. I said, just don't close your eyes. I had to go back to make sure he wasn't there. He wasn't there, but I'm not sure what that was.
No, he's okay. He's going to be okay. Mommy's going to fix him.
Oh,
okay.
But you have
guilt is a wasted emotion
that we
set upon ourselves, and that's the gentleman soul energy needed to hear that too.
Wow.
Okay. He's back to the light. You don't ever have to feel ill. Is it anything physical there? No. Okay.
Yeah.
Got your answer, Pat.
Okay. You might like the second question if I have time.
Okay. Hurry up.
After 35 years of being single, no attraction to men, I became smitten with a man. Total unconditional love between the eclipse in the spring and the eclipse in November, a whole 6-month period. In the end, I finally had to say no more because he could not meet me with respect. My question is, I was so happy. I was having a ball in therapy, healing all the triggers and laughing with my therapist and just loving this guy in spite of himself. It wasn't all hormones, this happiness that he brought me. Did I bring myself happiness or did he? Tell me about relationships. Do we make ourselves happy? Is that an illusion?
Okay, guys, I'll make it real simple for you. Whoever you are, you match.
Okay.
So if Pat's going to be guilty, she's going to attract people.
Yeah.
That will plug into that guilt.
Okay.
If people don't think they're worthy.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a through line today.
Yeah.
You will attract people who will not respect you to show you that you need to feel your own self-worth and love more.
Yeah.
Okay, you got it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, all right.
thank you so much for your generosity of answering 2 questions. I really appreciate it.
You are welcome, Pat. Nice to hear from you, baby.
Happy
always do, and happy holidays to you too. I think we have time for one more. Lisa in Florida, you're on.
Hi.
Hi, babe.
Why does my sister-in-law despise me?
The first thing that came in is she doesn't, and that's your perception. So, Lisa, where do you despise you? Let's just go to money.
Okay.
Do you judge yourself for the money you make or don't make?
Yes.
Okay. So now we're going to a core belief. This page here, 1-5. I don't think I have enough energy to do this, but they're changing the word energy to love. I don't think I have enough self-love to do this. So again, what we just answered for Pat. If we are not loving ourselves, we will attract people who will point out to us what we believe are our deficiencies and why we are not loving ourselves. Always look to yourself, guys. Where can I love me more? Where can I accept me more? And how can I accept them and just send them love? Because when I do that, I increase the love for myself. Do you understand?
Yep, I got you. Thank you.
Okay, you bet. Wow, what a show, guys. Okay, the message of this show, love yourself, accept yourself, know your self-worth, and look out into your life. Whatever is being mirrored to you from the outside, you choose to look within and go, okay, how can I bring this into the positive within myself and love myself more? All right, let's say it loud and proud together. I love me. Woo! I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.